Uganda Games Association is one of those associations that are already in court, and some of the people mentioned in that regard are our members, and our matter is coming up for hearing on 22nd May. I believe having a second voice to collaborate our voice, that we had put the issue to the public to support our idea, I think it is a good idea. I appreciate the efforts by NUP to add a voice to that has been existing by UJA. I think it's a good gesture, and they have no option but to hear our matter, and in a fair way that can deliver justice in the best way possible to the journalists.
Has your organization also petitioned the judiciary in expediting justice for some of your colleagues?
We've interfaced with different players in the judiciary, including the registrars and all those, and we asked them to consider the matters of journalists, human rights, and all that attaches journalists to be a matter of urgency. And we are glad to report that after those several engagements, our matter was fixed for hearing on 22nd May, like I had mentioned earlier. So we believe we are not using only one way. We are using different platforms, different layers to make our case heard very easily and possible. So we've made engagement. We've asked them when we were celebrating the World Press Freedom Day, we echoed the same requirement, we echoed the same message, asking the public, asking the judiciary, and all the entire players to make it a reason enough that the issue of journalists' rights as a matter of urgency on all platforms, whether court or whether in parliament, we're asking that we must be given a fair ear and a fair way and a process that can deliver justice without fear of sort.
Well, a Press Freedom Index annual report released by the Human Rights Journalist Network of Uganda basically cited the police and the army as topping the list of media freedom violators. What is your position about this?
For the last 7 years, the two agencies of government have been topping that chart. So we believe these are indicators that the space for free media is shrinking on everyday basis. So we're asking government and all the players of government to take up the challenge and resist from really going ahead to violate the rights of journalists at all levels and all the time. So it is an indicator that the space for media is shrinking, but we are not seated. We are making efforts. We want to use the process of law to enforce our rights in all ways possible as the practitioners of journalism in Uganda.
Some people have expressed concern that the recent utterances by the Inspector General of Police, Mr. Martins Okoth-Ochola, turning down demand by the media to have the institutions apologize for assaulting them, the police, or basically beat journalists to protect them from harm. What do you make of such an assertion from the Inspector General of Police?
We were shocked, we were disappointed, we were worried, but we were confident because we held a press briefing thereafter. We wrote to him, calling him to order. We also asked that he apologizes. I think he appeared before the legal parliamentary committee and he apologized to the public. But I think the body language and all actions thereafter do not suggest that he's remorse, he's regretful. So we think it is a bad message, should be highly be condemned by all human rights defenders. And most importantly, we are taking it as an issue and we are making ways possible to gather evidence as an association for journalists, because we had given him time to apologize and show remorse. And I think he has failed on his part. We think it is a bad statement more, a bad statement from a leader holding an office in the trust of the public of that level to make such comments about people's rights. The rights for journalists are enshrined in the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda, but also in other acts like the Press and Journalism Act of 1995. So we believe Ochola should be called to order by the powers that appointed him. We had actually suggested in our petition to him that if we deem that he's not competent for this office, should resign immediately, because it is unheard of that a leader of a police force that has been indicated in all reports, index reports for journalists, and all other reports that are made by human rights defenders, police and the army tops the chart. So for him to go ahead and make such comments, it is a disappointment to the state, it is a disappointment to the citizens of Uganda, it is an indication of the shrinking space for human rights, not only for journalists, but also for the entire Ugandans. So we must fight and defeat the insinuations of all those nature.